Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number one. So for you all, you're going to be working with the energy of the eight and crab energy. So this is really interesting. I feel like for the energy of the eight, there's definitely something that has to do with career or something purpose-driven, a greater vision that you're working towards. It doesn't have to be, you know, career-oriented or based on money, right? Monetary rewards type of thing. It can strictly be for whatever it is that you're trying to put out into the world as part of your contribution, whether that's through a hobby or just sharing your gifts with the world in whatever way feels right for you. But there's definitely an emphasis being put on your place in the world and sort of carving that out, right? And what that looks like. And again, it's tied to your own personal contributions. So you could find that if you don't have a sort of greater vision that you're working towards at this time, you may see something come in now that really piques your interest and really takes a lot of your sort of thoughts and attention. And I would say that, you know, follow that rabbit hole, see where it takes you, because there's something significant there for you that has to do with your own, again, ingenuity and what it is that you want to create. For those of you that have a greater vision that you're working towards, it can feel huge and monumental, but I do think that this eight energy is really helping you to find your confidence and the motivation to, you know, go all in, to really sort of latch on to whatever this is and to make it your own and to claim sort of your stake. And it's interesting because I have this vision of, like, I don't know, like I'm thinking of this, it was a Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise movie, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, there was this scene where they were like staking their claim on land, right? It was like based back in the old days of the Wild West. Anyway, and so I just have this image of like, of that, right? Like you putting your stake in the ground and sort of claiming your territory, so to speak, but not in an aggressive way or in a like a dominating way, more in a like owning your space and really truly standing in your power and going after what it is that you deserve, right? And that is a part of that greater vision, and finding the confidence and the courage to do that without self-sabotaging. And the reason why I go to self-sabotaging is because of crab energy. And for this, I'm sort of thinking of that example of the crabs in the bucket where, you know, one crab will try to get out, but the others will sort of pull him down. And when we're working with eight energy, there can be power struggles, right? There can be this sort of like stepping on others to get to the top at all costs. And there can also be that with one energy, right? And it's sort of lower vibration. And that's just something that you would have to move through, right? To understand that that's not serving you or anybody else. But with crab energy coming through, there's definitely this energy of vigilance, like being alert and seeing, you know, being aware of your surroundings. But there's also this energy of just making sure that you're not stepping on others to achieve whatever it is that you're being called to achieve, right? That you're moving towards. And definitely leading alongside of others and understanding that you're not going to get to the top alone, that you have to call in resources and assistance and delegate and all of the things while still maintaining your vision, your egg, so to speak. So interesting energies here. I do feel like you will definitely get some kind of a big push at this time that really grounds this energy and really solidifies it, right? Whatever it is that you've been, whatever it is that's the bigger vision that you've been working towards, this energy grounds it. This brings it to sort of a tangible reality. Like you can really see how it's going to play out. You can really see how it's going to sort of manifest. And that can give you that motivation to keep going and to keep building. So alongside of others, that's a big key here. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, ones. Bye for now.